学习的题目是效法耶稣的恩慈。
This morning we would like to study the topic to emulate the kindness of Jesus.
说到恩慈这个字，
when we mention the word kindness,
先让各位想20秒钟。
Give everyone 20 seconds to think.
你觉得在你生命中或者在教会里面，如果要你举出一两个人，你觉得是很恩慈的人，你现在心中出现的是谁呢？
If I want you to think of a few people in the church who comes to your mind when you think of the word kindness or being kind, whose faces appear in your mind?
Why is
it I ask everyone to think about this?
因为这跟我们对恩慈这个字的认识有关系。
Because this relates to our understanding of the word kindness.
我们可能大家觉得什么样是恩慈的人？
In our minds, we may have our own understanding of the people who we think are kind.
可能这个人平常看起来很慈祥。
Perhaps this person has a kind countenance.
讲话很温柔。
Or they speak softly.
轻声细语。
They speak gently.
或常常对旁边的人表达关心的话语。
Or they often show care and concern to those around them.
但是恩慈真的只是这样子吗？
But is this really all that kindness encompasses?
这个在我们华语当中啊，不晓得翻不翻得出来，叫做慈眉善目。
So in Chinese, it's saying you have a kind look.
但是我们在座诸位都是基督徒。
But seated here, we are all Christians.
其实我们都需要这一个特质。
But we all require this characteristic.
我们先一起来看新约圣经哥林多后书第六章。
Let's first turn to the Old New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
四到六节。
Verse 4 to 6.
哥林多后书六章四到六节。
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 4 to 6. Verse 4. But as servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way through great endurance, in affliction, hardship, calamities, beatings, imprisonment, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love.
好，我们在这里有看到恩慈这一个字吗？
Here we see the word kindness.
所以这里说恩慈是我们身为神的用人必须表明出来的一项特质。
So this is a characteristic that we must show as a servant of God.
但是大家看到这个字，大家想到经文里面我们读过的另外两个字。
But when we see this word, we also think about the other two terms that come up in this passage.
那这三个字大家想到底不同在哪里？
These three different terms, what are their differences?
慈爱
Patience
恩慈
Kindness
良善
Goodness
英文是这样讲哦，中文呢，大家可以想一想，这三个字到底不一样在哪里？慈爱、恩慈、良善，你怎么解释？
So what's the difference between love, kindness, and goodness?
好，我们今天专注在恩慈这一个字，圣经的字。
And this morning we would like to focus on the word kindness.
有些人听起来觉得应该差不多吧，都是好的。
So for most people, we think, oh, they're all about the same. They're all good characteristics.
事实上，刚才小弟讲的慈爱，在圣经的经文里面，在很多地方直接就翻成爱了。
And in fact, the word kindness that we read and mentioned just now, in a lot of different passages in the Bible, it directly translates as love.
对，那恩慈呢？
So then what's kindness?
恩慈其实在圣经的经文里面，原来的文字它有这个意思，小弟说一下。
But actually in the original text, kindness has this meaning.
就是照他所需要的供应给他。
And that is to provide for a person exactly what they need.
就是给他合用的对待，这个意思。
Which is to treat them exactly as they ought to.
我再讲另外一句话，就是供给人家所需要的。
Which is to provide a person with what they need.
这就是恩慈原来那个字的意思。
That is the meaning of the original text of the word kindness.
我们从另外一段经文再来思考，是不是这样子呢
？So from another passage, let us think about whether this is the case.
我们来看新约圣经提多书三章。
Let us read New Testament Titus chapter
3. 4节到5节。
Verse 4-5.
提多书三章四节到五节。
Titus chapter 3, verse 4-5.Titus chapter 3, verse 4. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Saviour appeared, verse 5, he saved us, not because of any works of righteousness that we had done, but according to his mercy through the water of rebirth and renewal of the Holy Spirit.
这里提到了我们救主耶稣基督的恩慈。
Here it mentions about the kindness of God, our Savior.
你们大家看一看这个经文里面这个恩慈，用这个经文来定义就是什么？
Well, if we use this passage to define kindness, what is it?
我们看见圣经的里面很多字啊，不要随便用我们外面生活字典里面的解释把它装进圣经里面，有时候会错啊。
When we read certain terminologies in the Bible, we shouldn't use the definition given by dictionaries outside and determine that that is the meaning.
我们要从圣经里面把神的意思读出来，而不是把我们的意思读进圣经里面去啊。
What we should do is extract the meaning that the Bible gives it and not to put in our own meaning into it.
大家直接看经文啊，这里说我们救主的恩慈就是什么呢？你们再想一想。
Here it says the kindness of God, our Savior, what is it exactly?
就是救我们这件事，救了我们。
It is that he saved us, this action. This act.
而且最后还怎么讲？
And what does it mention in the end?
他救了我们是照他的怜悯，照着。照着什么？照着他的怜悯。
And here it mentions that it's according to his mercy.
不只这样子，还借着重生的，就是洗礼和赐圣灵这两件事啊。
And not just that, but through giving us the Holy Spirit as well as through baptism.
所以神救我们，这就是神的恩慈。
So saving us, that is God's kindness.
神怎么救我们？
How did he save us?
照他的怜悯，又借着洗礼跟赏赐圣灵。
According to his mercy and through baptism and giving us the Holy Spirit.
所以这让我们想到圣经里面另外一段经文的例子。
Then this makes us think about another Bible passage example.
我们请看路加福音十章三十节到三十七节。
Let us read Luke chapter 10, verse 30-37. Luke chapter 10, verse 30-37.Luke chapter 10, verse 30. Jesus replied, A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down the road, and he saw him. He passed by on the other side. 32. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place, saw him, passed by on the other side. 33. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. 34.He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. 35. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said, Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend. 36. Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hand of the robbers? 37. He said, The one who showed him mercy. Jesus said to him, Go and do likewise.
这一段经文我们都很熟，叫做好撒玛利亚人。
And we are all very familiar with this scriptural passage. It is about the Good Samaritan.
小弟到别的国家去，有看到有的医院就是用这个当名称的。
And when I travel to different countries, I find there are some hospitals that name themselves with this name.
也有大学是以这个为名的。
There are even universities with this name.
大家知道吗？主耶稣讲的这个好撒玛利亚人就是什么的代表？
Do we know who Jesus was trying to use Samaritan to symbolize?
就是恩慈的最佳范例，恩慈啊。
He is the best example of kindness.
所以主耶稣说，谁才是你真正的好邻舍呢？是对你恩慈的那个人。
So Jesus asked, who was a neighbor? It is a person who is your true neighbor. It is the person who shows kindness.
可是经文里面没有写到好撒玛利亚人是恩慈，对不对？没有直接看到啊。
But the passage doesn't record the word kindness or that the Samaritan showed kindness directly.
可是你看看那个被强盗打伤的人。
But let us look at the person who was harmed by the robber.
如果我们是那个人，我们需要什么？
Well, if we are that person, what exactly do we need?
我们需要人家关心呢。
We need someone to care for us.
我们需要人家来包裹我们的伤口啊。
We need someone to bandage our wounds.
你看这个好撒玛利亚人做的这些事啊。
And we see that is exactly what the Samaritan did.
用酒和油去包裹了他。
To use wine and oil to bandage.
自己从牲口上下来，把它搬上自己的驴子上去。
He got down off his own animal and put this injured man onto his animal.
把他送到旅店去。
Brought him to an inn.
照顾他还不够，因为自己还有事情。
And not just only take care of him, but because he had other matters to attend to.
所以跟那个旅店的老板说啊，不管他住多久，用多少，他回来欠你的都算我欠你的。
He told the innkeeper that no matter how long this injured man needs to stay for, whatever you need to spend on him, whatever is spent, I will pay you back.
你们有遇过这么好的人吗？
Have you met someone so good?
我们自己是这么好的人吗？
Are we ourselves so good?
我遇过啊。
I have.
就是我的主耶稣基督。And this, 他这样对待我的。
This was my Lord Jesus Christ. This is how he treated me.
所以我现在努力在效法他，我怕学不了他。
And I emulate him today, and I'm worried that I cannot be like him.
你看这个人啊，他不管有没有关系，看到他有需要就供给给他了，对不对？
We see this Samaritan. Doesn't matter whether or not he was related to this injured man. He saw this man was in need, and he gave it to him.
还有什么比这个更慷慨的？
What is more kind than this?
还有什么比这个更恩慈的？
What is more generous than this?
所以你看，我们的主耶稣就是这个样子。
That we can see this is our Lord Jesus Christ.
针对人的需要给予我们。
He gives us each what we need.
不管今天坐在下面的朋友，你是不是基督徒？
Whether or not the friends seated here, you're a Christian.
不管你现在是不是我们真耶稣教会的。
And whether or not people seated here are believers of True Jesus Church.
所以你已经讲过了，你们到奉他名的地方来，愿意向他祷告，他就赐福给你们。
God said that if you come to his place by his own name and you're willing to pray to him, he will bless you.
即使你现在坐在下面的，你是佛教的朋友、道教的朋友、什么教的朋友都一样，伊斯兰教的朋友。
I don't mind anyone seated here. If you're Buddhist or Taoist or Islamic, have Islamic faith, anyone, if you're seated here.
所以眼睛瞎的到主面前来，主让他看见呐。
Those who are blind, when they're brought before the Lord Jesus, Jesus allowed them to see again.
大麻风的到主面前来，得到医治了。
And those who contracted leprosy were healed.
主耶稣不知道医好那十个大麻风的，只有几个回来，你们知道吗？
Of the 10 lepers that Jesus healed, how many returned?
你们知道吗？
Do you know?
医好十个大麻风的，十个绝症，只有几个回来啊？趴在他面前了。
Jesus cured 10 lepers. This was like incurable disease.
我问大家，主耶稣在医治他们之前，不知道只有一个会回来吗？
Did Jesus not know before he healed them that only one of them would return?
主是神，他知道万人的心，他早就知道了。
Jesus is God. He knew the hearts of men. He knew this already.
但是他不跟我们计较这个。
Yet he did not put this to his mind.
你看我们这个主，我们的神。他多么的宽大！
You see our Lord Jesus Christ.
他知道医好十个、九个忘恩负义，一样医好。
How open-minded and open-hearted he was that even though he knew 9 out of 10 would forget his grace, he still healed them all.
耳朵聋的、瘫痪的，甚至死掉的到他面前，他不问你们过去做了什么，全部医。
Those who are deaf or paralyzed, Or if you're even though the dead, Jesus doesn't care what happened to you in your past. He will heal you.
但是神给我们最大的恩慈是什么？
But what is the greatest kindness Jesus showed us?
就是他的救赎。
It is his salvation.
为了要完成这一个给我们的恩慈，他来到世界上替我们死。
In order to complete this kindness towards us, he came down on earth and he died for us.
其实恩慈是爱的内涵，也是圣灵的果实。
In actual fact, kindness is the essence of love, and it is also the fruit of the Spirit.
我们一起来看新约圣经哥林多前书十三章第四节。
Let us refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4.
哥林多前书十三章第四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. Verse 4. Love is patient, love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant.
大家看到 love is kind. 爱的其中一个很重要的特质是恩慈。
A very important essence of love is kindness.
所以恩慈啊，我们不要以为这是我们每个人不一样的人格特质而已。
So let us not put kindness down to just our personality trait.
恩慈是爱的内涵。
It is an essence of love.
我们不能说我是一个基督徒没有错。
We can't say, oh yes, I'm a Christian.
但是我刚好就是比较没有恩慈这种特质。
But it just so happens my personality is just not that kind.
有些人天生就比较有恩慈。
And there are some people who are just born kinder than others.
我刚好在这一点比较软弱。
And I'm just slightly weaker on this side.
大家知道吗？我们不能这样子讲哎。
You know, we should not speak like this.
如果我们真的相信圣经里面神对我们说过的话。
If we truly believe in the words the Lord Jesus spoke to us.
圣经怎么说？
What does the scripture tell us?
我们来看约翰福音十三章三十四到三十五节。
Let us read John chapter 13, verse 34 to 35.
约翰福音十三章三十四到三十五。
Gospel of John chapter 13, verse 34 to 35. Verse 34. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You should also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
这个我们都很熟。
We are all very familiar with this verse.
主耶稣叫我们要彼此相爱。
Jesus taught us to love one another.
所以叫我们彼此相爱，就是我们要对待彼此有恩慈。
To love one another means we must show kindness to one another.
爱不可缺少的特性就是恩慈。
One characteristic that must not be lacking in love is kindness.
如果我们说我还不够恩慈，我没有恩慈这种恩赐。
If you say, I do not have enough kindness, I'm not kind enough, or I don't have the gift of kindness,
那表示你没有在读圣经啊。
Then that means you haven't been reading the Bible at all.
因为圣经从来不把恩慈当成恩赐，没有这种经文啊。
Because the Bible never mentioned that kindness is a gift. There's no such scriptural verse.
如果大家有空回去翻哥林多，前书十二章的经文就知道了。
If you have time to read First Corinthians chapter 12, you will see.
神会赐给我们各式各样的恩赐，里面就是没有提到恩慈这一个。
That there are all various kinds of gifts that God can give us, but there is no such gift as kindness.
也就是恩慈啊，根本不是恩赐。
This means that kindness itself is not an actual gift.
恩慈是每一个基督徒，每一个在地面上的圣徒都必须要有的啊。
Kindness is what every saint on earth, every Christian should have in there, inside of them.
我们来看加拉太书五章二十二到二十三节。
Let us read Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23.
加拉太书五章二十二到二十三节。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things.
这个我们都很熟，圣灵的果实。
We are all very familiar with the fruit of the Spirit.
这里不是告诉我们圣灵分成这么多颗果实。
Here does not tell us that there are so many fruits of the Spirit.
神期待我们在座每一位都能够结出在生命里结出圣灵的果实来。
God hopes that each one of us seated here will bear the fruit of the Spirit.
是这一个果实里面啊，就是有这么多的特性。
It is this one fruit of the Spirit that contains all these characteristics.
不是一棵橘子树啊，结出了一颗酸的，一颗甜的，一颗甘的，一颗苦的，不是啊。
It is not like an orange tree, and it produces one orange that's sweet, one that's sour, one that's dry. It's not like that.
而是神是我们这一棵生命树。我们每个人都要长出一个果实，这个果实里面同时有这些性质在。
But God wants each of us, a living tree, to produce this one fruit that contains all these nine characteristics.
我们既然知道恩慈是圣灵的特性之一。
Since we know that kindness is a characteristic of the Spirit.
当然，有时候我们会觉得我们的恩慈不够。
Sometimes we might feel we are lacking in love.
像小弟也常常觉得跟主耶稣道歉，我觉得自己不够真正的恩慈。
And I always also apologize to the Lord because I feel like I'm lacking in kindness.
虽然我很想照着每一个人的需要来完成他们对我的要求。
Even though I do hope to give everyone exactly what they need.
我有愿做的心，但是我的身体却软弱了，我做不到。
I have the heart to do it, yet my body is weak and I am unable to do it.
当我们觉得我们恩慈不够的时候怎么办？
So when we find that we are lacking in kindness, what should we do?
我们要求圣灵充满呢。
We should ask for the filling of the Spirit.
因为恩慈既然是圣灵赐给我们的特质。
Since kindness is a characteristic from the Holy Spirit,
这个不是恩赐哦。
It is not a gift.
有些人求口才的恩赐。
Some people pray for the gift of eloquence.
有些人甚至求赚钱的恩赐。
Some people pray for the gift of earning money.
有些人求处理事情的智慧。
Some people pray for wisdom to deal with things.
有些人求读书。
Some people pray for their study.
不管今天我们求什么样的恩赐，恩慈不是啊。
Regardless of what kind of gift we ask for, kindness is not one of them.
恩慈是每一个领受圣灵的人都一定要有的，不然就有问题啦。
Kindness is something that everyone who receives the Holy Spirit should have, otherwise there is a problem.
换句话说，如果我们觉得我们的恩慈不够，你就要求神让圣灵来充满你，就是不够充满。
So this means if we find we are lacking in kindness, that means we should ask for the infilling of the Holy Spirit from God so the Holy Spirit can fill us.
再来我们说恩慈，一开始小弟要大家想，你心目当中有没有你认为是恩慈的人？
And at the start of the sermon, I asked everyone to think about people who they find is kind.
小弟在问大家之前呢、啊，我在我的故乡问过很多的弟兄姐妹了。
Before asking you all here, back in my hometown, I asked a lot of brothers and sisters about this.
因为我以前在研究这个的时候，我就问他说：“哎，你们觉得教会里面，你们在教会几十年，你能够举出一两个你心中认为真正恩慈的人来吗？”
Because while I was studying into this topic, I wanted people to think about and give me answers on.In all the decades I have spent at church, how many kind people do they know?
欸，他们真的有举出来哦。
And they have indeed mentioned a few names.
然后接着小弟就问他们，为什么你会觉得他恩慈？
And then I continue to ask them, why do you think they are kind?
我觉得很多人把恩慈啊，那种归纳起来，他们心目中恩慈的人就是不会发脾气的，不会骂人的。对人很好的那种人。
So to categorize the people that were named that everyone thought was kind, they can be categorized into people who do not have a temper or they are very good to others.
其实照着圣经的定义不是。
But that is not the definition of the Bible.
我们先讲一个结论呢，恩慈跟脾气没有关系。
I just want to make a conclusion here, and that is that kindness has nothing to do with your temper.
恩慈的人也不一定你觉得很温柔。
And a kind person is not necessarily a gentle one either.
恩慈更不是软弱。
And kindness is not a weakness.
恩慈需要很强属灵的意志。
What kindness requires is a very strong spiritual determination.
刚才小弟讲了，很多人过去把恩慈的人当成是，都会想着是好好先生，就是完全没有脾气的好好先生或好好女士。
I've mentioned that a lot of people, when they think of kind people, they think these people are like goody-goodies.
我们来看一节经文，你就知道矛盾在哪里了。
But I will refer to one Bible verse, and you will see where it contradicts this.
我们请来看新约圣经罗马书十一章。
Let us read the New Testament, Romans chapter 11.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
十一章二十二节。
Romans chapter 11, verse 22.Verse 22. Note then the kindness and severity of God, severity towards those who have fallen, but God's kindness towards you, provided you continue in his kindness, otherwise you also will be cut off.
大家看这个经文，你们仔细想想，矛不矛盾啊？
When you read this Bible verse, do you think it is ironic?
圣灵把两个几乎完全相反的特性摆在一起，你有没有感觉到？
Here, it puts two completely opposite characteristics together side by side.
这个经节在讲什么？在讲我们的神哦，我们的天父哦。
So this Bible verse is telling us about our God, our Heavenly Father.
其实就是我们的耶稣基督。
Our Jesus Christ.
这里在讲我们的耶稣基督是怎么样的
？Here it mentions how does it talk about our Lord Jesus Christ?
他又恩慈。
He uses kindness.
他又严厉。
And severity.
你们会觉得严厉的人很恩慈吗
？When you think of someone who's severe, do you f- find that they can be kind.
在今天小弟带大家想这个经节之前，我们不会把严厉跟恩慈的人合在一起的，知道吗？
Before I refer to this Bible verse, we would never put kindness and severity together.
我们一定遇过一些我们觉得很严厉的人，很苛刻的人。
We might know some people who are quite severe and harsh.
可是你就不会把苛刻跟恩慈摆在一起，对不对？
But you would never put severity and kindness together.
没有，这里告诉你，神同时是这样子的。
But here it tells us that God is both at the same time.
所以这里提醒我们，我们要小心啊。
So this here reminds us we need to be careful.
同时具有这两种特性的神啊，对什么人会恩慈，对什么人会严厉？你不要变成让他严厉的这种人啊，这样知道吗？
So for a God who holds both kindness and severity at the same time, it's trying to tell us, let us not be the type of person that causes God's severity.
小弟讲到这样子，有人就不认同了。
But sometimes when I say this, people do not agree with it.
不对啦，这是神，又不是耶稣，耶稣很慈爱的啊。
We say, oh, this here says it's a God. It's not Jesus. Jesus is loving and kind.
如果你这样想的话，那你的神观有问题啊，要赶快祷告啊。
If you think like this, then there is something, there is real trouble with your understanding of God.
因为我们的耶稣就是这一个神，神就是耶稣，这样知道吧？
Because our Lord Jesus Christ is this God, and God is Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们不要来看这个，我们来看另外一段经文记载，你就体会出来了。
So let us read another Bible passage so we can experience it more.
我问大家，你觉得耶稣凶不凶啊？
Let me ask you all, do you think Jesus is severe?
我期待看到你们大家都摇头啊。
I was hoping you would all shake your heads.
因为这表示啊，你们是耶稣大显温柔的对象啊。
Because that would mean Jesus shows great kindness and gentleness to you.
可是我问的不是你们认为耶稣凶不凶，而是你认识的耶稣到底凶不凶。
But what I want to ask you is the Jesus that you know has is he severe?
哎，你们有想清楚吗？你认识的跟你体会的可能不一样啊。
The Jesus that you know and the Jesus that you've experienced may be different.
比如说，你们可能觉得我赖传道人还蛮客气的，对不对？
For example, you might think Preacher Lai is
站在讲台上还蛮凶的，对不对？
Preacher Lai is polite, but sometimes on the pulpit he can be quite severe.
你们要是回去问我儿子啊，他会觉得他对你们都已经很慈爱了。
But if you ask my son will tell you he's already very kind to you all.
因为我儿子老是觉得我一天到晚要找他算账啊。
Because my son always feels like all I do is pick on him.
对，就是他体会的。
But that's what he experiences.
好了，我们来看马太福音21:12-13。
Let us read Matthew chapter 21:12-13.
马太福音21:12-13。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 21:12-13。Verse 12, then Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who were selling and buying in the temple, and he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. Verse 13, he said to them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers.
你们觉得这个人怎么样？
What do you think of this person?
因为前面两个字你一读到了，什么都不敢想了嘛，写了耶稣嘛，对不对？
Because the first person, the first two words you mention, you see Jesus, the name mentioned.
没有没有。如果你把这个改了呢？
But what if
Preacher Lie?
What if you change this person's name to Preacher Lie?
进了会堂之后，又赶人，又推倒桌子跟椅子。
He entered the
crazy man.
He entered the
madman.
He entered the church. He drove out everyone. Overturned the tables. You would think this man's mad.
不是，这里描述的这个人凶不凶？严不严厉？
The person described in this Bible passage, is he severe and harsh?
这可能不是你们体会的。
But this is not the Jesus that you experience.
可是这是真实的。
But it's true.
就是这么一位，将来才会从天再临，毁灭世界啊！
It is this Jesus that's going to come back to earth once as a second time and destroy the world.
我告诉你啊，毁灭世界的不是撒旦魔鬼，撒旦魔鬼恨不得这个有罪的世界永永远远持续下去啊。
Let me tell you, it is not Satan that will destroy the world. Satan only wishes for this sinful world to continue forever.
将来从天再临的就是这一位啊。
In the future, the one that will descend from heaven is this one.
七位天使里面，其中一个大碗里面装满了他的愤怒。 fury.
The seven angels, they hold the bowl, and if they, the bowls are filled with his wrath.
可是这么可怕的一位啊，天堂、万有跟地狱真正的主人，他却是充满恩慈。你要理解啊。
But yes, this man that controls heavens, the whole world and hell, he is the one who is filled with kindness.
所以我们讲到这里啊，我们要知道恩慈不是软弱的。
So when we think of this, we need to realize kindness is not weakness.
恩慈也是不是不发怒的。
It also does not mean that you do not get angry.
恩慈也不是我们所讲的，就是很慈祥和蔼的。
So kindness is also not just looking kind and gentle.
恩慈是知道面前的这个对象需要什么，在真理里面来供应给他。你们要记住这个。
Kindness is knowing who that person in front of you needs and to provide his needs in the truth.
比如说，我们很简单、很快举圣经两个例子。
For example, we'll give two quick examples from the Bible.
我们来看旧约圣经撒母耳记上23章。
Let us refer to 1 Samuel chapter 23.
1到5节。
Verse 1 to 5.
撒母耳记上23章1到5节。
1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 1 to 5. Verse 1. Now they told David, the Philistines are fighting against Keilah and are robbing the threshing floors. David inquired of the Lord, shall I go and attack the Philistines? The Lord said to David, go and attack the Philistines and save Keilah. But David's men said to him, look, we are afraid here in Judah. How much more then if we go to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines? Then David inquired of the Lord again, and the Lord answered him, yes, go down to Keilah, for I will give the Philistines into your hand. Verse 5. So David and his men went to Keilah, fought with the Philistines, brought away their livestock, and dealt with them a heavy defeat. Thus David rescued the inhabitants of Keilah.
大家看这五节在描述的是大卫的什么特质，你晓得吗？
There's five verses. What characteristics of David does this show?
大卫之前没有这个特质，在23章之前没有。
Before chapter 23, David did not have this, hold this characteristic.
因为大卫自己身陷患难被追杀了。
Because David himself was in trouble and he was a refugee.
他只考虑到自己的需要。
He was a fugitive and he only regarded of his own needs.
他因为只考虑到自己的需要，没有去顾念到他人，害死一城的人呐，这是前面在讲的。
And in the previous chapters, you'll see because he only cared about his own problems and his needs, did not care about others. That is why, because of him, a whole city full of people died.
二十三章第一节这里开始，从二十二章最后，大卫就醒悟过来了。
But at the end of chapter 22 and here in chapter 23,David awoke.
我怎么只可以考虑到自己的缺乏呢？
How can I only care about my needs?
结果我这么自私，神不高兴，我没有得到帮助，还牵累他人。
Because of my selfishness, not only did God not help me, but I also brought trouble and calamity onto others.
当他醒悟过来的时候，他这里做的都不一样了。
Once he woke up and realized this, all his actions changed.
所以他考虑到旁边的人的需要，就是在讲这个啊。
He took care of the needs of others around him.
旁边的人有什么需要？他们被非利士军队攻打跟欺压啊，抢夺啊，对不对？
What were the needs of those around him? They were being robbed by the Philistines.
结果大卫跟他身边的人在考虑什么呢？
So what was it that David and his men were concerned about?
再看你是第三节。
Let us read verse 3.
他旁边的人讲的对啊。
His men said correctly.
他说我们在这里，我们自己都在怕啦。
Said, look, here we are afraid here in Judah.
我们不是很丰富的耶。
It's not like we are living in abundance.
我们不是很平安的耶。
Not like even we're living in peace.
我们自己是当被过街老鼠被当着打的耶。
We are fugitives and we are running for our lives.
我们有什么资格去帮助别人、关心别人呢？
How can we possibly go care for others?
我自己都需要人家带祷啦。
I need other people to pray for me.
我自己都需要人家安慰啦。
I need other people to comfort me.
我自己都需要人家来访问啦。
And I need people to come and visit me.
他要我去代祷。
How can I possibly go and pray for others?
你知道第三节就是这个意思吗？
That is what verse 3 means.
可是接下来你读到大卫他做了什么事？
But following this, let's see what David did.
因为他知道他的神是永远完全丰丰富富的，所以他不靠自己。靠神。
And because David knows his God is everlasting and a God of abundance, therefore he wanted to rely on God.
这就是大卫的恩慈啊。
That is David's kindness.
他看见别人有需要了。
He saw the needs of others.
自己在危险跟缺乏当中，依然尽力去做。
And amidst his own turmoil and danger, he still went and did his best.
我问大家。
Let me ask you all.
这种恩慈，这种决定，有没有很勇敢？
This kind of kindness and this decision, was it not a brave one?
我再问你一次，你觉得这种恩慈需不需要很勇敢？
Do you think this kindness requires a huge deal of courage?
很刚强。
It is very strong.
对对对，我就是要你们这样慢慢的 shift 过来。你要把恩慈跟没有脾气拉开。恩慈是要跟刚强勇敢有关系的耶。
So this, I'm trying to slowly shift everyone's understanding of kindness away from being related to a kind, gentle temper, and shifting it away from that to that it is related to being strong and courageous.
我们再来看另外一段经文，新约的。
Let us read another example in the Old Testament.
我们请看路加福音十九章五到九节。
Sorry, in the New Testament,
路加福音十九章五到九节。
Luke chapter 19, verse 5 to 9. Luke chapter 19, verse 5 to 9. Verse 5. Jesus came to the place, he looked up, and he said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said,He has gone to the guest of the one who is a sinner. He has gone to be at the guest of one who is a sinner. Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much. Then Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham.
这是耶稣对上那个税吏撒该的故事。
So this is the story about Jesus and the tax collector Zacchaeus.
你看，耶稣要去撒该他家，旁边的人呐，
When Jesus
偷偷在讲话，看到吗
？When Jesus wanted to go to the house of Zacchaeus, everyone around him started murmuring and whispering.
不认同，有意见。
They did not agree. They had something to say about it.
可是我们发觉，耶稣顾念的是当事者的需要。
But here we can see all Jesus was focused on was the need of the person.
当耶稣要去满足这个人需要的时候，即使有压力，即使有阻挡，即使有声音，他一样都扛下来去做了。
When Jesus is going about fulfilling the needs of the person in question, even if there is pressure, obstacle, or voices around him, other voices around him, he will still persist to do it.
耶稣对撒该所做的就是提供他恩慈，要让救恩临到他的家中。
And what Jesus provided Zacchaeus was his kindness for salvation to come to his house.
这是需要勇气的。
This required courage.
这是需要刚强的。
This required strength.
所以小弟再讲一次，恩慈是什么？
So let me say this again. What is kindness?
恩慈不是一种情感。
Kindness is not an emotion.
恩慈也不是一种个性。
Nor is it a personality trait.
恩慈是我们应该有的判断跟决定。
Kindness is a discernment and decision that we all must choose.
小弟再讲一次哦，恩慈是。你必须做出的判断跟决定。
Kindness is a discernment, a judgment call, and a decision that you must make.
跟你的个性好不好啊，一点关系都没有。
And it has nothing whatsoever to do with whether or not you're good-tempered.
所以我们一点时间，我们来讲圣经里面告诉我们三个实际上我们可以去做的恩慈。
So if we have time, we'll discuss the three kinds of kindness the Bible tells us we should do.
我们来看马太福音十一章的三十节。
Let us read Matthew chapter 11, verse 30.
马太福音十一章三十节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 30. Verse 30. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
各位，你看那个英文版本这里也翻成 easy， 对不对
？Here it mentioned easy.
My yoke is easy. 恶是容易的。其实啊，你们仔细去查考，这个原来的字不是 easy 耶。
But if we study the original text here, it actually did not refer to easy.
主耶稣讲的话是说，他原本的这个只有在这里是被我们翻译成 easy 啦。
What Jesus said here, it's only due to the translation that's translated as easy.
原来主耶稣讲的这一个字，在圣经其他地方全部被翻成恩慈，你们回去查网络哪里都一样啊。
If you go back home, when you can search for it on the internet to look into it, but the original text here is kindness.
所以主耶稣本来的话是说，我的恶是恩慈。
So what Jesus in original text Jesus said here is, for my yoke is kindness.
我们讲过嘛，这个字本来的意思就是供给人家合用的，提供人家需要的。
So we already discussed the definition of kindness in the Bible is to provide for a person exactly what they need.
所以我们来想一想，主耶稣讲这一句话是什么意思
？So let us think about what Jesus means when he says this.
我们大家都会负恶。
All of us have our own burdens.
我们都会觉得我们有生命中的担子，我们有责任。
We all have our yokes to bear, our own responsibilities.
有没有身为丈夫、妻子，身为父母亲，身为人家儿女的各式各样的责任，对不对？
There are various responsibilities that comes with being a husband, a wife, a parent, a child.
所以不管是你是不是基督徒啊，每个人都要为自己负轭啊。
Regardless of whether or not we are Christians, everyone have their own yoke and responsibilities.
但是主啊，他的轭是恩慈。恩慈就是考虑别人，提供别人，所以他的轭是为别人担的，能够理解吗？
So here Jesus says his yoke is kindness. His kindness means he's providing for the needs of others. So his yoke, he's bearing it for other people.
他本来是天上的神来的，他没有任何缺乏，一切都 OK。
He was the God in heaven. He had no needs, or nor did he lack anything.
可是他来为我们负轭了。
Yet he came to bear our burden and our yoke.
是为了我们所有人的需要来的。
And it is he's come for all of our needs.
所以我们可以这样子理解。
So we can understand it this way.
说当人家有需要，我们乐意供给的时候。
That when others have need and we willingly provide for them.
第二种理解是，我们给人家的是清醒的，是容易的。
And the second way of understanding is what we provide.To others, it is light and it is easy.
这就是一种恩慈。
This is a kind. This is kindness.
小弟再解释下去，什么叫给人家是容易的
？Let me explain what I mean by what you give to others is easy.
那小弟要问大家，你们能够提供给别人的，你认为是什么呢
？Let me ask you, what do you think you can provide for others?
我们常常会想到物质嘛。
We often directly think about physical, material things.
他可能需要钱。
Perhaps they need money.
他能缺少衣服
，or clothing，
他可能没有食物
，or they might lack food，
啊，他可能暂时没有地方可以住
，or perhaps they lack accommodation。
对的，我们提供这些也是理所当然的。
And of course, it's all fine and good to supply these.
但是有一种东西啊，我们常常给别人，或许不是别人想要的。
But there's one thing that we often give to others that others may not necessarily want.
我们加在别人身上的。
We put this upon them.
包括我们的同龄弟兄姐妹，包括我们的家人，包括我们的邻舍跟同事。
Including our brothers and sisters, our family, our neighbors, our colleagues.
就是我们看他们的标准跟要求。
And that is our expectation and our standard that of them.
会哦。我们都希望别人呐、啊，给我们的标准宽一点，对不对
？We often wish that other people, they had less expectations of us.
那你如何看待你身边的弟兄姐妹跟慕道朋友
？Yet how do you view and what expectations do you have of your friends and your brothers and sisters?
你们又是用什么样的标准在看待教会的负责人、跟长老、执事或传道？
And what standards and what expectations do you put on the preacher and the ministers and the church council members?
他没有跟你要啊，但是你提供给他啦。
They never asked for it, but you have provided that to them.
甚至你还认为他很需要啊。
And in fact, in your heart, you might feel they need it.
所以我们常会说，他怎么会是这种人呢？他怎么说这种话呢？他怎么做这种事呢？那就是因为你认为他需要改，他却不改嘛。
And that is why we often criticize, oh, how come he's like this? Or why does he do this? It is because we've placed an expectation or a standard on them that means to you, they need to change.
各位啊，你要成为恩慈的人啊，这就是恩慈啦。
But everyone, you need to become a kind person, a person with kindness. This is kindness.
你的恩慈是这样子呢？还是这样子呢？还是这样子呢？
So have you placed really strict standards on everyone, or have you loosened your standards?
那个是看不见，你却常常一直给人家的。
This is an intangible thing that you often place on others and give to others.
耶稣说我的轭是恩慈。
Jesus said, my yoke is kindness.
你要想到，这是耶稣看我们的标准。
And so we must think that is the standard Jesus places on us.
所以任何人来投靠他。
Regardless of who comes to him,
就像小弟这么烂的人都可以当传道啊。
Even me, such a woeful person, I can be the preacher.
耶稣给我的轭是多么的大。
This such a kind yoke.
我们来看旧约有一个人物也是这一种的哦，这很容易理解哦。
There is another character in the Old Testament that helps us understand.
我们来看尼希米记五章。14-19节
Let us read Nehemiah chapter 5 verse 14-19
尼希米记五章十四到十九
Nehemiah chapter 5 verse 14-19 Moreover, the entire time that I was appointed to be their governor in the land of Judah, from the 20th year to the 32nd year of King Artaxerxes, 12 years, neither I nor my brothers ate the food allowance of the governor.The former governors who were before me laid heavy burdens on the people and took food and wine from them, besides 40 shekels of silver. Even their servants lorded it over the people, but I did not do so because of the fear of God. Indeed, I devoted myself to work on this wall and acquired no land, and all my servants were gathered there for the work. Moreover, there were at my table 150 people, Jews and officials, beside those who came to us from the nations around us.Now that which was prepared for one day was one ox, six choice sheep. Also fowls were prepared for me, and every 10 days skins of wine in abundance. Yet with all this, I did not demand the food allowance of the governor because of the heavy burden of labor on the people. Remember for my good, O my God, all that I have done for this people.
Nehemiah. 你看哦，他这一段经文他做的就是说他可以要的，他不要。
From this passage, we can see he did not ask for the allowance that ought to be given to him.
但是他对自己的标准跟对旁边的人的标准，你们觉得有一样吗？
But do you think he placed the same expectation on and standard on himself as he did to those around him?
我可以享受，我都不享受。
I won't enjoy the things that I should be able to enjoy.
但是我让跟在我的身边的人一定要享受。
But I will make sure those who follow and are around me, they are able to enjoy it.
我可以有的，我宁愿不有。
I'm willing to sacrifice and not have what I should have.
但是我花自己的来让我旁边的人一定要有。
But I will spend my own money to give those around me so that they can enjoy what they should be able to enjoy.
你要是跟到这种长官啊，你很幸福啊。
So if you have such a leader, then you'll be happy.
告诉你这是什么，你晓得吗？这个我们华人一句话叫做“严以律己，宽以待人”，能够翻译吗
？So this is a Chinese saying where a person is strict on themselves, but is very kind and have less expectation of those around him.
所以神把他的名字留在圣经里了。
And that is why Jesus put his name in the Bible.
我们当基督徒、圣徒应该是这样子啊。
So as Christians and as saints, this is the way we should be.
我们要严以律己。
We need to be strict and place expectations on our own selves.
对待我们身边的每一个人，不论谁啊，我们要宽以待人，这样知道吗
？But regardless of who is around us, we must show an open heart and open mind to them all.
不是都一样的。
It is not the same.
所以这是神的轭，我们也应该这样子。看待自己的轭，给别人的轭。
This is the yoke of the Lord Jesus, and this is how we should view our own yoke.
再来第二个，我们讲到恩慈的对象。
And now point two, we like to discuss the recipient of our kindness.
如果今天问你们说，你们要对谁恩慈
？If today I ask you, who do you show kindness to?
我想很多人都会说，啊，对于神所爱的人要恩慈。
Many of us may respond with, "We should show kindness to those who love God."
包括我们所爱的。
And those God who God loves.
包括那些对我们和善爱我们的。
As well as those who are nice to us and those who love us.
可是圣经怎么说呢
？But what does the Bible tell us?
那小弟再问一次，我们该对谁恩慈
？Let me ask you once again, who should we show kindness?
我们该提供给谁他所需要的？
Who should we provide then for their needs?
我们来看路加福音六章三十二到三十六。
Let us read Luke chapter 6, verse 32 to 36.
路加福音六章三十二到三十六。
Luke chapter 6, verse 32 to 36. Verse 32. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful.
这个大家都看得懂，恩慈是要对这种人啊。
So I'm sure you'll understand this passage. This is whom you should show kindness to. What is kindness?
宁愿被人家亏负，反而祝福他。
That is, you would more be willing to be cheated and bless that person.
你甚至要对那压迫你的人、扯你后腿的人、对你有敌意的人，要提供他给他所需要的。
In fact, you should provide the needs of those who hold you back, who hold enmity against you.
刚才我们看到了那个三十五节了，前面三十五节。
And we read just now verse 35.
三十五节。
Verse 35.
这里说他恩待那忘恩和作恶的，恩待的原文就是恩慈对待。
Here says love your enemies. Of he is kind to the ungrateful. This kind is kind.
因为神自己就这么做了。
Because this is what God does.
他不只是让这些相信他、爱他的人得到他的恩慈。
Not only does he allow those who believe him and love him to receive his kindness.
那些背逆他、得罪他的，一样有恩慈。
Those who rebel against him, who sin against him, can still receive this kindness.
我们来看哥林多前书六章六节七节。
Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 6 and 7.
哥林多前书六章六节七节。
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 6 and 7, verse 6.But a believer goes to court against a believer, and before unbelievers at that. In fact, to have lawsuits at all with one another is already a defeat for you. Why not rather be wronged? Why not rather be defrauded?
保罗在提醒我们，为什么不愿意、不情愿受欺、不情愿吃亏呢？
Here, Paul reminds us why is it we would not rather be wronged.
圣灵不希望我们犯大错。
The Holy Spirit doesn't want us to make grave mistakes.
我知道有些同龄跟弟兄姐妹到教会来啊，也很讲究一件事。
And I know that many brothers and sisters, when you come to church, they also place a heavy importance on something.
就是希望来能够看到公平，看到合理。
But they, when they come to church, they hope to see things that are fair and that everything is reasonable.
所以对教会做的某些决定啊，老是用公平跟合不合理。在看待
and therefore they will judge the things happening at church and the decisions made by the church by whether or not it is fair and whether or not it is reasonable.
为什么教会对那些人可以这样安排，我就没有呢？
Why is it that the church arranges something for these people, but I don't get it?
教会对他们这样子，也要对我这样啊。
If the church treats them like this, then the church should treat me like this.
各位，如果我们到神的教会来，只讲求公平跟合理。
Everyone, if you come to the Church of God and all you seek is fairness and reasonable, then you will not see the grace of God.
我们今天到神的面前来啊，要求的不是合理。
Today, when we come before the Lord, we do not ask for what is reasonable,
而是真理。
But the truth.
我们来寻求的不是合理。
What we seek is not what is reasonable.
什么叫做不合理？
And what is unreasonable or illogical?
耶稣说啊，打你的右脸、左脸，让他打，这个合理吗？
Jesus said, if someone slaps you on your left cheek, you have to turn your right for them as well.
抢了你的外衣、连衣也要给他，这个合理吗？
If they take your outer coat, you need to give them your inner coat. Is that logical?
要为你的仇敌，要为他代祷，合理吗？
To pray for your enemies, is this logical or reasonable?
咒骂你跟你家人的，你要祝福他，合理吗？
And those who curse you and your family, you need to bless them. How is that reasonable or logical?
亏待你、误解你啦，你还要心甘情愿，合理吗
？Those who have misunderstood you and wronged you, and you need to take it willingly, is that logical or reasonable?
就是因为我们搞不清楚这个，常常要教会 教会要处理，教会要处理，教会要处理，不然不公平，不合理，对不对？
It is because we have this misunderstanding. That is why we often want the church to take deal with certain matters and make it fair.
不对啊，各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters, that's not correct.
我相信你们真的是神所爱的。
I truly believe you are all loved by God.
所以当你在教会里面看到这么多不合理的时候，你要安安静静的啊。
So when you come to church, you see all these unfairness and illogical things, you should be quiet.
你要为长执代祷。
Need to pray for the ministers.
为负责人代祷。
Pray for the church council.
为你觉得不公平、不合理的事情，求神纪念、求神赦免。
And pray and ask God to bless and remember the things that you find is unreasonable or unfair.
因为你这样做就是情愿吃亏。
Because if you do so, then you here you rather be wronged and be defrauded.
你私底下才会得到神大大的祝福啊，知道吗？
Then you will be blessed in secret by the Lord, greatly blessed.
这是什么？这是恩慈哎。
What is this? This is kindness.
恩慈不是只提供那些对我们好的耶。
Kindness is not just providing for those who are good to us.
恩慈是，你知道这个时候他需要代祷了，需要祝福了。
Kindness is when you know at this time this person needs your prayer.
那些你不喜欢的人
，those who you do not like，
你要这样对他们啊。
You need to treat them as so.
最后，我们再来看恩慈，还有一个对象，你需要恩慈对待他。
Lastly, the last recipient of our kindness.
我们来看以弗所书四章三十节到三十二。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30 to 32.
以弗所书四章三十节到三十二节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30 to 32.Verse 30, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with a seal for the day of redemption. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you.
这里告诉我们哈，恩最后一节以恩慈相待。
Here it says, last verse here, 32, be kind to one another.
怜悯的心彼此饶恕。
Tender-hearted, forgiving one another.
所以什么是恩慈？
So what is kindness?
一定要记住，存怜悯的心彼此饶恕。
You must remember, it's to be tender-hearted and forgiving one another.
我们需要饶恕什么人？你们知道吗？
What kind of people do we need to forgive? Do you know?
我们需要饶恕那得罪我们、伤害过我们的人。
We need to forgive those who have wronged us, those who have hurt us.
可是最大的问题在哪里？我想你们都知道。
But I'm sure where the greatest problem lies, you all know.
得罪我们的人啊，他可能从来不觉得他需要被我们饶恕。
Those who have wronged us, perhaps they do not feel that they need to be forgiven.
他可能还觉得啊，是他要来饶恕我们。
In fact, they may even think that they're the ones that need to forgive you.
大家晓得小弟在讲什么吗？
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
伤害过你的人啊，他不觉得需要你饶恕，搞不好他还觉得他需要饶恕你呀。
The person who has hurt you, they do not feel the need of you to forgive them. Rather, they feel they need to forgive you.
好了，超过一点时间，最后这个讲完就好了。
So I've just gone over time, so I just want to finish the last point.
重点不在于伤害或得罪你的人，他自己有没有意识到他需要被饶恕？重点不在这里。
The main point is not whether the person that have hurt you, that if they acknowledge or if they know that they need forgiveness.
而是在神的眼中跟我们的心中，我们知道。
But rather in God's eyes and in our hearts, we know.
神与我们的心同证啊。
The God's heart and our hearts, they testify to
one another. 我们此时应该提供给他的，就是我们内心里的饶恕。
What we need to provide to them at the moment is our forgiveness.
我举一个例子哈。
One example.
那个我们都养过小孩子嘛。
We have all reared children.
有时候你觉得那个外面起风啦。
Sometimes we can see it's windy
outside. 温度降低啦。
Or windy outside, or it's a bit colder outside.
你们会不会教孩子多搭一件衣服啊？
Will you not remind your child to put on a jacket?
对不对？
Right.
结果那个孩子哈，他就说我不要。
And the child will reply, I don't need it.
我不能。
I'm not cold.
跑来跑去的，我不能，我不要。
They'll run around and they'll say, I'm not cold, I don't need it.
哎，结果明明这里都已经挂了两行的河流了。
But you can see it's not dripping down from their nose.
然后在那边打喷嚏了，他还觉得他不能，他不要。
And you can see that they're sneezing, but they still insist they do not need it, and they're not cold.
可是你当父母，当爷爷奶奶的，你就知道他需要嘛，对不对？
But as parents, as grandparents, we know they need it.
在孩子还没有要求之前。
Before the child even requests
for it. 甚至他自己都觉得不需要的时候。
Even under circumstances where they don't need it, 我们已经准备好要供给给他了。Where they don't feel they don't need it,
提醒他多穿件衣服。
We are ready to give to them. We remind them.
提醒他去喝一点热的。
To put on clothes, to drink warm water.
这个就是我们对于孩子的恩慈啊。
This is our kindness towards our children.
各位小弟讲这个就是说，这不是小孩子哎，我们人跟人之间常常这样子啊。
So what I want to say is, this is not just with children, but among us, our own interactions.
我们以为对方要提出要求，我们才提供。
We feel like other people need to make requests, then we will provide and fulfill their needs.
对方自己都觉得不需要了，我那么多事干嘛？
But if that other person doesn't even realize they need it, why should I be go to all the trouble?
不对的。
But that is not right.
因为很多人需要我们在心里面去饶恕他。
Because a lot of people require forgiveness deep from our hearts.
你要知道为什么他讲话会伤害到你。
You need to think about why is it that their words hurt you?
为什么他做了一些事情你觉得会得罪你？
Why is it that they do things that wrong you?
因为从你的角度看他的灵性不够完全吗？
Because from your perspective, their spiritual life is not mature enough.
他该好好讲的时候他不好好讲。
They don't speak nicely when they should.
他应该这么做的时候他不这么做。
And they don't do what they need to or should do.
他不该讲的时候，他讲了。
And yet they say things that they shouldn't say.
这不就是软弱不完全吗？
Isn't that because they're weak and they're imperfect?
在灵性上软弱不完全，不正需要你去饶恕他吗？
And because he is imperfect and weak in his spiritual life, therefore we need to.
如果弟兄姐妹你能够体会到这一点呢，代表你在灵性上已经比对方更长进了。
If brothers and sisters, you can understand this, then that means you are already more mature in your spiritual life than the other person.
他都不觉得需要你饶恕他，你心里面就默默饶恕他的时候，你的灵性已经比他更，这样知道了吗？
When you silently forgive them from your heart, even when they don't realize they need it, then your spiritual life is already more mature.
小弟以前说啊，你们要不要互相谈一下，彼此饶恕？
And so before I've mentioned, should we talk about forgiving one another?
很多人跟我讲一句话。
And I get a lot of replies like this.
可以啊。
Sure.
他先要来跟我表示一下。
Make sure that they come to me first to acknowledge their mistake.
你们知道表示是什么意思吗？
Do you know what they mean by acknowledgement?
先要知道自己做错了，说错了。
They want the other party to know that they have done something wrong.
如果我们的饶恕只提供给那一种愿意认错，或来跟我们表示一下的人的时候
，If we are only willing to provide our forgiveness to those who have acknowledged their wrong and apologized to us，
我们绝对是不及格的基督徒，绝对不及格。
Then we have failed as Christians, completely failed。
我们要主动提供一切的饶恕，即使对方都不知道自己说错做错了。
We must actively give our forgiveness and give them our forgiveness from our heart, even if they don't realize they need it.
所以大家要记住，你要提对恩慈的提供饶恕的对象是什么
？So let me remind you all, who are the recipients of your kindness?
不是那灵性比你差的。
Not those who are more less mature than you in spiritual life.
不是那比你可怜的。
Not those who are more pitiful than you.
不是那比你软弱的。
Not those who are weaker than you.
来，你们要饶恕的对象，现在要记起来哦。
So remember those who need to forgive.
是旁边那些能力比你强的。
It is those who have more gifts.
口才比你好的。
Those who are more eloquent than you.
比你更有名望的。
Those who have more status and.
比你更有职分的。
Those who have higher position than you.
比你更有年纪的。
Those who are older than you.
比你更有经验的
，those who are more experienced，
家庭比你更幸福的
，people who have more happy home，
个性比你更强的
，people who have personality stronger than you。
你说传道讲相反的吧？是那些人要饶恕我跟怜悯我才对啊。
You may think preacher， I think you're talking the wrong way round. It should be those who forgive me。
不对啊。
No。
是你要去。恩慈对待他们，要饶恕他们。
You must show kindness to them and forgive them.
你如果这样做，就有基督的荣耀了。
If you do this, then you have the glory of Christ.
身上就有基督的馨香之气了。
And you have the sweet aroma of Jesus Christ on you.
所以小弟站在这里，我最需要你们恩慈对待我，饶恕我。
So standing here, I am the one in most need of your kindness.
因为我超过时间十分钟以上了哈。
Because I've gone over time by over 10 minutes.
好，我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.